Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP, and it is Red October. Good morning on this Thursday morning as we get you set, obviously, for the start of the Phillies playoffs. We're really going to start cranking that up now because we're now just 2 days away. Now, look, we don't know who they're going to play. So last night, the Brewers beat the Mets. So that series goes to a game three today, and the winner of that series will obviously face the Phillies now in just 2 days at Citizens Bank Park. So a lot on the Phillies today as we broadcast from Chickies and Pete's. Always wonderful, wonderful to be at Chickies and Pete's. We expect a big, hopefully huge crowd out here today as we broadcast right now the start of a 13-and-a-half-hour broadcast. Now, for us, just 4 hours, all right? We got to pace ourselves. But the rest of the shows will hop in over the next many hours. We have a big show today. Look, a lot of Eagles on the table, that's no doubt. All right, we don't push that off the table. There's a lot of issues there. We also have a big show just from a guest standpoint, which will include, in part, Jason Kelce at 7:30 for an hour, Rob Thompson at 8 o'clock. Obviously, we'll be looking for decisions or answers on decisions from Rob Thompson. We'll see if he's ready to commit on Game 2 starter and more. So all of it with you on the table today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich, how are you, pal?
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Charles Darwin created the modern office chair.
That's a great invention.
Really?
It's amazing. 1840, he took the legs off his chair and jammed the wheeled legs off his bed onto his chair.
Wow.
That's so he could move more quickly from specimen to specimen.
Yeah.
And it was just an innovation that was more convenient for him. And the modern rolling office chair was born in Charles Darwin's lab.
That's really cool, man.
Great
I like
fact.
That. Him, Jefferson, a couple guys were just
actually, above Jefferson the norm. Contributed Franklin. To the office chair as well.
Really?
Maybe that'll
what are
be
the odds
tomorrow.
Of that? Wow.
Yeah. Well, listen, they were resourceful, those folks.
Innovators.
Right. So as we broadcast from Chickies today, let me remind you that this is like the destination for all postseason action. Chickies and Pete's, obviously, throughout the Delaware Valley, this one in South Philadelphia, obviously, in particular, being so close to the ballpark. So we, as a radio station, always happy and proud for our association with Chickies and Pete's. We'd encourage you to be here today. Please join us today here, if you can, obviously, on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. All right, let's crank this up, guys. So it is Red October. For the Phillies, it starts in 2 days. I really want to hear from people out of the gate and throughout the show your sense of anticipation, excitement, enthusiasm, nervousness. It's not an unwarranted feeling. It's been a really fun season. They had a funky, you know, 2 months in there at a certain point, but for the most part, a phenomenal season. Obviously, a season, you know, one of their greats ever. They didn't get to the 100 wins, but they easily won the National League East. They have a bye. I mean, we all know what the last 2 years have been in October, both with the good and the bad. I mean, we've seen it. So the good was really great the last 2 years, and the bad was really tough at the end when they lost. So your sense of this whole thing at 215-592-9494. So we want to hear from you on that. And also, you know, the decisions that need to be made, because there are some big decisions that need to be made. Now, John, let's just start with the enthusiasm aspect. I mean, Seltzer, I don't need to ask you, right?
No, okay. No, you know where I'm at.
Rhea, you were talking yesterday about watching the game. Was it with your mom?
Oh, yeah, my mom.
In 1980?
Yes.
So you know, like, this is in our blood.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, when I grew up, we were more of a baseball town mm-hmm. than we were a football town. Mm-hmm. So I've always been, you know, baseball was my first love when it came to sports. So I just always think back to that. It's just, yeah. It's a great time, and now I get to do it with my kid, which is
That's
pretty cool.
Nice.
And to your point, Joe, six most wins in franchise history this year.
Yeah, no, it was great. And look, the Phillies, when I say it are in our blood, I mean, they're the longest tenured organization in town, by far, by the way. You know, the Eagles started in 1933, Phillies started in 1883. So the bottom line is, like, I mean, John, this is a huge part of our DNA, and we've got a shot as a fan base in the next 4 weeks, John.
Yeah,
to have a championship, which we don't get often around here.
It's amazing. I'm speaking for myself. I think we are less nervous. I feel less nerves about this baseball team this year because of, I guess you could say, the trials and tribulations that we've all sort of suffered along with this team over the last couple years. I feel less doubtful. I feel like we're more intentional fans or something. We're like prepared to weather a few storms here and there, or like an inevitable dry spell. I do feel prepared to weather a postseason, not just a game, not just a series or two. Like, I am ready to go the distance here. It feels like that's where we are, you know, like it's time. And so I need to get my brain in that mode.
I agree with that. It is time.
Yeah. Like, my brain is in long distance. Like, this is, we're going the distance mode. And I love that I feel that way as a fan. And I think that's better. I think we as fans are in a better place. I love that this team feels like it's in a better place.
I do think it's the best group they've had. Let me just address that. So in the 3 years they made, and again, phone lines there for you, wide open, your sense of enthusiasm, excitement, anticipation, the whole shebang, and the decisions, and we'll get to them in just a moment, 215-592-9494. So I do feel really confident that entering the postseason, this is the best Phillies group of the last three. Now, I would feel better if Ranger was more, you know, Ranger from a bunch of months ago.
Recent developments have me swooning over our pitching in ways that
strong.
I did not expect.
It's really strong.
But I still feel really good about the pitching.
Look, it's the best bullpen they've had.
Easily.
Easily the best bullpen. And I think it's right there rivaling the 08 Phillies. Now, not closer spot, but 08 Phillies was really deep in bullpen, five or six guys. This group is as well. That's great, okay? Now, we know the hitters can be inconsistent. We know that. And that's why, you know, as is always the case, the main thing is going to be your starting pitchers. And we look toward Mr. Wheeler and Nola and Sanchez and Suarez because they're the guys. Now, look, so too is Bryce Harper as the guy that hits third. But he's going to need help behind him. Last year, it was great.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Until it wasn't, meaning everybody was hitting last year until everybody except basically Bryce stopped hitting. And if you remember in that final series, they were pitching around Bryce and the four-hole hitter was Boehm and nobody could get a hit. And he so, like, they got to figure that out. Now, speaking of things they got to figure out, let's get to some of the key decisions entering the playoffs right out of the gate. And there are more than just these three. There really are. But I think these are probably the biggest three because I really don't expect to change it. Who's the closer? I really don't. Okay. Here are the big three. Right out of the gate, Nola or Sanchez game two. Now, we had a poll result yesterday in which 55% of respondents, and we get thousands of respondents on these polls, 55% said Nola, 45% said Sanchez. Now, let me just say, on behalf of the Nola people, okay, and I'm one of them, I think he's the right guy because I just think he's better and I just trust him more. Like, that's, if I could just combine it, he's better and I trust him more, and I want him to pitch more often than Sanchez because I think he's better and I trust him more. But I am struck by two things. One, 45% of people yesterday said Sanchez. And two, and we'll get to the audio of Rob Thompson, listening to him yesterday while he did not commit, I would tell you my interpretation is I think he's leaning Sanchez, which surprises me. Now, remind me from yesterday, guys, who amongst us is a Sanchez?
Me.
All right, yeah. Rhea, yeah. Give me the argument for Sanchez.
Well, it's real simple. I mean, it's just the home and road, you know, road splits. It's like three runs. So to me, I just feel much better about him being in that ballpark as opposed to being in a hostile place because he doesn't have a lot of playoff experience. Nola can pitch anywhere.
Can pitch anywhere. That is true.
And Nola doesn't strike me as the type of guy who's going to get upset if they say, listen, we're going to go with Sanchez.
You mean he's not going to pull a Devin White and not get on the team plane?
Correct. I think he'll be like, okay, whatever. I mean, it's just how he is.
I agree with that.
And that's a great aspect about him.
All right, so this is a big one. Get on the record because, like, we might find out at 8 o'clock when Rob Thompson joins us today what the decision is. So we might only have 2 more hours until that decision
breaking is news at 8 a.m.
Maybe. What do you want it to be? Nola or Sanchez, 215-592-9494. Now let's tackle second base. So the last couple of years, it was Stott, and it was more Stott, okay? And it should have been. But this year, he really struggled against lefties. And pretty early on, Rob Thompson's like, all right, Sosa against lefties. Yesterday in our poll, 56% say Stott against lefties, 44% say Sosa against lefties. John, which should it be?
Man, you know, this tears my heart out. I am a Bryson Stott fan through and through, and I'm just stunned at the way this season went, that he was removed, essentially.
It was a disappointment. Well, he struggled.
Because of his performance.
Yeah.
I mean, it was deserved. That's...
It really, it floors me that it got that bad.
Which should it be? He's got 2 days to make a decision. Based, I mean, maybe a little longer. It depends what team plays and who starts. But bottom line is, in the next couple of days, who should start, John?
I love Bryson Stott's defense. I think that what we've been doing, which is the platoon thing where it's against a lefty, you've got Sosa there.
Sosa?
I'm okay with Sosa being there.
I am
there.
Too.
I'm okay with using the guys on your roster that you've got at your, you know, at your availability. Like, get those guys rolling through. Use them both.
All right. So that's a big one.
Further notice.
So I want to hear from people on Stott and Sosa, because that was very split yesterday. All right, let's get to decision three. Center field against the lefty. Now, this has been not great this year, okay? Marsh has struggled against lefties. Rojas has struggled against anyone. Yesterday in the poll, Rojas 53% against the lefty. Marsh 47%. James, who should it be?
Honestly, this is the toughest of the decisions for me. I feel very confident in the other two. In this one, I've gone back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think it should be Johan Rojas. I think it probably will be Johan Rojas. But again, this is, of all the three, the one where I don't feel incredibly strongly about it. But I would go Johan Rojas to start.
All right. So look, that one on the table as well. Plus, I want to throw a fourth thing in here. Cleanup hitter. The main guy that protects Bryce Harper. You got three choices. You got Bohm, you got JT, you got Castellanos. Bohm, JT, Castellanos.
You know, Casty John, hit two home runs in their simulated game yesterday.
And he's been the hottest lately.
I know. Casty is like the flavor of the day,
James,
the week,
who should it be?
The month.
So the problem with Casty is that we know he can go ice cold.
They all can. He can go icer.
No, I know, but like Bohm goes less ice cold than Castellanos.
Is that a proper use of the word?
Yeah. I don't trust Alec Bohm anymore.
Look, I'm conflicted. It was Bohm the vast majority of the season until he got hurt.
I want to phrase the question differently.
I don't like this hand.
All right, hold on. We're going to make this our Twitter poll. We'll get to that shortly, but I want to phrase the question this way. Because I want Rob Thompson to know this year, if someone struggles, you can, you know, change during the postseason.
That's the biggest thing.
Here's my question on who bats fourth. Who should bat fourth in game one?
I'll go Castellanos in game one.
I think it should be Casty.
But I am very willing to move him out the moment he has a couple games.
Fair.
Chase
all right, let's
if
move
he's
on.
Chasing pitches, out.
All right,
there you go. That's fine.
215-592. 215-592-9494. All of these decisions on the table for discussion, plus your sense of anticipation and enthusiasm. We'll get to the Eagles as well. We got a cool prize to give you today as well. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Be here if you can. Be with us all day on 94WIP.
This year, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. Go to FanDuel.com/John R, and it's amazing because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself, and you can pick as many as you like. You'll get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/John R, J-O-N-R, and bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Go to FanDuel.com/J-O-N-R to win big. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.